From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. An attack on the American University in Afghanistan has claimed at least 13 lives. Afghan police say at least 13 people are dead, more than 45 wounded after a nearly 10-hour-long attack on the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul ended Thursday. Among the dead, 7 students, 3 police officers, 2 university security guards, and a guard from a nearby school for the blind. That according to Kabul Police Chief Abdulrahman Rahimi, telling the VOA's Afghan service that information. He said 36 students and university staff were among the injured. More than 700 staff and students were rescued after being trapped inside the university complex. The attack began with an explosion around 6:30 p.m. Wednesday local time, set off about an hour of gunfire as security forces responded. Officials described the assault as a complex attack. Police officials said at least 2 attackers had been killed. One student trapped on campus, Naqib Ullah, said he was holed up inside of a classroom with some other people. He said they were hearing bursts of gunfire outside. He said the insurgents threw hand grenades at us, but we covered ourselves under the desk in order to save ourselves from shrapnel. Then we all jumped down from the window of the second floor and escaped. A Pentagon spokesman tells VOA that a small number of U.S. advisors assisted their Afghan counterparts in dealing with the attack. There are no claims of responsibility from militant groups. The U.S. State Department condemned the violence and called it an attack on the future of Afghanistan. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Jeddah Thursday morning to discuss, among other things, U.S. military operations in Syria. Kerry also met with diplomats from Bahrain and the Gulf Cooperation Council to update them on previous meetings with Russia regarding military action in Syria. Kerry wants to shore up support among other Gulf nations for the Syria plan ahead of scheduled meetings with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Friday in Geneva, Switzerland. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden told the government of Ankara yesterday that the United States strongly condemns last month's failed military coup in Turkey. Biden visited the longtime U.S. ally to strengthen relations that began to wobble amid disagreements on Turkish Kurds in Syria, but plummeted after Washington rejected an immediate extradition of a Turkish cleric living in the United States, whom Ankara accuses of orchestrating the coup. More from VOA's Lara Tahok.
In a meeting Wednesday with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Biden said the United States stands firmly by Turkey.
This attempted coup was an attack on the people of Turkey. Not just the government, on the people of Turkey.
Biden's convoy was met by protesters demanding the extradition of a Turkish cleric residing in the United States that has been accused of orchestrating the coup. The 75-year-old Fethullah Gulen denies any involvement in the coup. The United States has refused to extradite him without a due legal process. Biden said U.S. and Turkish legal experts are evaluating available information to see if there is evidence of the cleric's role in the failed coup. Zlatica Hoc, VOA News, Washington.
The earthquake that shook central Italy Wednesday killed at least 247 people and injured more than 360, according to Italy's Civil Protection Agency. Prime Minister Matteo Renzi traveled by helicopter to the affected areas and shook hands with the rescue volunteers Thursday before speaking with the Minister of Infrastructure and the head of the Civil Protection Agency. He declined to make any statement to reporters, saying it was not the time to talk. Earlier, Renzi said no family, no city, no town would be left alone. The earthquake struck the region just after 3:30 a.m. local time, causing extensive damage to 3 cities near the epicenter. Children were among the dead. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 6.2, with the epicenter about 10 kilometers southeast of the town of Norcia. The shaking also was felt across a large part of the Umbria region, including the capital of Rome, 150 kilometers away.
That's the latest world news from VOA.